to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen could never be me, could never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. To be you, had to be you. Wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad to be sad thinking of you. As I've seen, could never be me, could never be gone, or try to be gone, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.
This is Just For You. Yes, a program of hit tunes and favorite songs starring Corporal Bob Everly and Private Buddy Clark with the famous 344th Army Service Forces Band. You have just heard Private Buddy Clark sing It Had to Be You. And now, the band plays their own arrangement of Dark Eyes with Private Mitsunobi and his violin. There has been much talk about personal sacrifice and hardship during almost 3 years that we have been at war. But the many unsung heroes, the people who have given so much and said so little, usually remain unsung and unheralded. Today we take a keen delight in bringing to the spotlight a woman, pardon me, a soldier, who has not only contributed her entire family to the war effort, but is now in khaki herself. This is the story of Private Michael Tyler, now a member of the Women's Army Corps. Not so long ago in the pleasant city of Baltimore, it was just about dinner.
Gee, man, she's just about the best cook in the world.
Eat your dinner, Elmer. The girls will be home soon. Oh, dear, with 6 girls and 2 sons, I sometimes think I'm running a cafeteria.
Mom.
Yes, dear?
Mom, sit down a minute.
What is it, son?
I took a little trip downtown today.
Yes?
I volunteered for the Army Air Forces and accepted. I report for duty in a week.
So you're going to be a flyer.
Well, is that all you have to say about it, Mom?
I could say lots of things, son, but I do want you to know that I think you're doing the right thing. I'm afraid there'll be war and you'll be needed. So all I can say to you is happy landing.
You're the most wonderful mother in the world.
And that was the beginning of the Tyler family's contribution to the war effort. Since that time, all 6 Tyler girls have become members of the West, and Elmer's twin brother, Anthony, joined the service. One day, a caller came to the home in Baltimore.
All right, I'm coming.
Mrs. Tyler?
Yes?
I have a telegram here. It's from the War Department.
The War Department?
Sign here, please. Thank you.
It's just to inform you that your son, Elmer Tyler, killed in action.
And not so long afterwards, Anthony, Elmer's twin brother, was reported to have died while a prisoner of the Japanese. Today, 4 of the Tyler girls, members of the WAC, are serving overseas. The other 2 are stationed here at home. And as for Mrs. Tyler, well, she...
I, Michael Pettingill Tyler, citizen of the United States, do solemnly swear that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the United States of America, that I will serve them honestly and faithfully against all their enemies whomsoever, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the rules and articles of war.
To Michael Pettingill Tyler, housewife, mother, and soldier, the WAC is proud to have you, and we salute you. And now, our other singing star, Corporal Bob Everly, singing, I Understand.
I understand. And darling, you are not to blame if when we kiss it's not the same. Not your fault, because your heart has changed its mind. You didn't mean to be unkind. I find far from easy. I've grown so used to your charm. I'll miss that old thrill, and no one can fill the place here in my arms. But if you find our love was really meant to be, then darling, hurry back to me.
When this war has been brought to a successful conclusion, and the inevitable question is asked, what did you do for the war effort? What are you going to be able to say? Will you be able to say, as the members of the Women's Army Corps can say, I was a WAC. I enlisted in the Army of the United States and fought shoulder to shoulder with our fighting men. Get in step with the greatest army in the world. Join the Women's Army Corps today. And don't forget, the next in our series of songs and music just for you, with the 344th Army Service Forces Band, starring Private Buddy Clark and Corporal Bob Everly. This is Sergeant Horace Athlon saying, goodbye.